Grace, greetings, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is the 7th day of September, and I'm Paul White. Thanks for joining me as we are with Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4. This is verses 5 and 6. God did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen?" You have to think about this. When questions are asked, there's a reason. And the reason is surely not that God doesn't know the answer, that God is coming into a situation going, I wonder what's going on here. I got to ask some questions so I can figure it out. But rather, it seems to me that questions, when posed by God to people in the Bible, are so that the people will ask themselves the same question. It's so that we will answer, and our answer will tell what we're wrestling with, what we're dealing with. The process of God asking questions is as old as the Bible. And when God comes into the garden, remember, Adam and Eve have fell. They're naked and hiding out in the bushes covered in fig leaves. And God says, "Adam, where are you?" There's a question. And, "Well, I'm hiding because I was naked." "Who told you you were naked?" Question, question. And then here, when Cain is in a similar situation where he has sort of mentally separated himself from God, Cain hasn't really even done anything wrong yet. He's just offered a sacrifice without faith, and it hasn't been accepted, and therefore Cain gets angry. So God's question to him is, "Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen?" And again, I don't think it's because God is confused, like, what's wrong with my buddy Cain? I can't believe he's so mad. No, it's so that Cain can take inventory on his own anger, so that he can own the emotion. You see, anger is not a bad thing. Anger, in fact, is an emotion that we share with God. And I think this is one of the dangers of getting rid of God having the capability of showing anger. It's interesting how you and let me slow down here and say this properly. There's a lot of pushback from people about God being angry. And I agree that God is not walking in perpetual anger, okay? God is walking in perpetual love. He always has. Anger is an expression. I read one commentator say, and I've wrestled with this for a while because I don't really like the wording, but I think I know where he's going. Anger is an expression of God's love. And all that means is that God can only show anger on what, because of what he loves. Because he loves, he shows anger. Now, how we define anger starts to be where this thing gets a little screwy, because we think of anger as violence, or anger as mean, or anger as physical. And I think that's part of the problem. It's interesting that we struggle with seeing God having anger, but we don't struggle with ourselves having anger as long as we can keep it under control. And maybe we need to give God the benefit of the doubt. I mean, if you say to me, "I'm really angry," I don't assume you're going to go burn something down. Now, you might, because that's anger gone to seed. But just regular old anger, where you go, "I'm angry," well, okay, we can work with that. Maybe that anger spurs action. Maybe that anger causes you to pay attention to something you haven't paid attention to before. Well, why is it you give yourself more credit than you give God? You go, "I can be angry. I'm not going to go out and beat stuff up." Okay, then give God the same credit. God's anger doesn't mean he's going to break legs and give people cancer and set the world on fire. Okay, now, I didn't really intend to get into that anger or that wrath of God, but I use it as an example to say, if anger is okay, if we can agree that it's okay, and the Bible even says, "Be angry and sin not," that's both a psalm and repeated in the book of Ephesians, then anger as an emotion is something that we can express without letting it get out of hand. But I think if we don't take inventory of our anger, it will get out of hand. I think that's the maxim. "Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down in your wrath," seems to say this to me. Anger is an emotion that if you let settle, like a man lays in bed when the sun goes down. By the time you awake, that anger will have gone to seed, taken root in your heart, and bad things come out of that. So letting not the sun go down in your wrath seems to say to me, don't settle into your anger. Wrestle with it. Now, where do we get the biblical injunction to wrestle with it? God's question to Cain. Why are you angry? What is Cain supposed to do with this? He's supposed to take inventory and realize, here's why I'm angry. What has caused me this anger? What could I do about this anger? What have I done that I could change that would eliminate this anger? And I think if you will do this in your day-to-day lives, why am I angry? And I did a sermon a couple of years ago, and you can go back and just Google search, why are you angry, and then put my name in. The sermon ought to come up. I think I was in a church in West Virginia, and I dealt with this text, and it's a text that we incorporate in other anger passages from the Word, and we even go to Jesus turning the tables over because anger obviously has a positive outlet. And sometimes it's the exact emotion we need in the face of something big. And so Cain just needs to answer the question, why am I angry? Why is my countenance fallen? It's not unusual for God to do this as a way of introducing himself to people. When Hagar runs out into the wilderness, and we just did a message on this a couple of weeks ago called He Sees You, he says to Hagar, where have you come from? Where are you going? And so Hagar has to ask herself these questions. It's not as if God is just figuring it out. Hagar needs to look at her past and look at where she's going to end up if she doesn't confront what's going on. Whenever Hagar runs back into the wilderness again, when she's kicked out in Genesis 21, God says, what ails you, Hagar? She needs to get to the source of what her pain is. When Jonah in Jonah 4 is angry with the Lord, and he's angry that the gourd, the shrub has been eaten up by the worm, and the sun is beating down on him, and the east wind hits him hard, and this is compounded anger. Because Nineveh has repented and God has relented and Jonah's mad and now everything's going to hell. And God says to Jonah, are you right to be angry? Okay, that's all I'm going to do today with Cain. We got a lot to do with Cain and Abel. And every time I kind of get to the end of a thought, I think we could throw this in. And then I think, no, you don't want to throw that in. There's so much to say. So let's move a little deeper into this account of Cain and Abel tomorrow. And I'll see you then. God bless.